Elizabeth Perkins is a star of one of the most beloved comedies ever, Big, which will be presented on August 24th at the Triplex in Great Barrington. There will also be a Q&A with Elizabeth Perkins following a screening of Penny Marshall's hit, where she'll discuss the film's legacy, her career, and what it's like to jump on a trampoline with Tom Hanks. Big is certainly a classic. When a young boy makes a wish at a carnival machine to be big, he wakes up the following morning to find that it has been granted and his body has grown older overnight. But he is still the same 13-year-old boy inside. Now he must learn how to cope with the unfamiliar world of grown-ups, including getting a job and having his first romantic encounter with a woman. Elizabeth Perkins is best known for starring in films like Big, The Flintstones, Miracle on 34th Street, About Last Night, and on television in Weeds. It is a great pleasure to welcome Elizabeth Perkins to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. What a delight to have you on the program.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Joe. I really appreciate it.
What is it like to sort of stand back and look at one film in your career, in your arsenal, if you will, and say, oh, well, this is what we're going to watch tonight, and react to that and remind people of what it was like for you, and maybe even helping us remind it what it was like for us?
Well, I don't think I've actually seen the movie in, 20 years. Whenever something of mine comes on the television or in a movie theater, I kind of don't watch it. But with this movie, I'm really proud because I think it's a movie that is iconic, if I can say that. I feel like it's a touchstone for a lot of people's childhoods. And I think that the themes of it hold up today and are important about preserving one's innocence and one's joy, and even through adulthood, kind of holding on to that wonderment of childhood. And I love that that's what the movie says. So I'm proud to be a part of that. And I can't believe it's been like 35 years. I still feel like it was yesterday.
Yeah, 1988. It's hard to believe. So
it's crazy. It's crazy.
Where were you in your career when this opportunity came to you?
I had struck up a friendship with Penny Marshall. It may have been through Whoopi Goldberg. I'm not even really sure. And she had this project, and she actually had Deborah Winger attached to it. Deborah Winger was pregnant, and God bless her, recommended me. And at the time, Tom Hanks wasn't attached to the project. So when it was sent to me, Penny included a note saying, I'm going to cast Robert De Niro. So when I read it, it was a completely different story in my head. There was a completely different tone because I was thinking, well, this is like Mean Streets or this is Taxi Driver. So we did some rehearsals with Robert, and then I guess he moved on to something else and she brought Tom on board, which I guess had always been her first choice, but he was not as well known at the time. And then the movie just took on a completely different feeling. You know, Tom brought something to it that I just don't think any other actor could have brought to it. He brought that childlike wonder, and he was such a joy to work with. It was an amazing experience.
One can say many things about the work of Robert De Niro, but you don't think of goofy charm as one of them.
No, and you don't think of childlike innocence.
No. And so then it's night to day then, right? You go to a point where, and I assume that charm and that joy was palpable at various moments on the set.
Completely. I mean, when we were thinking of doing it with Robert De Niro, she wanted me to be a blonde. And then the minute that Tom came on board, she's like, no, I love your brown curly hair, because there's something very similar about the two of you. And I could see you becoming a child with him. And she loved that there was a similarity between the two of us. Penny is one of those people who sees the glass, God bless her, may she rest in peace, who always saw the glass as half empty. And Tom is a person who always sees it as half full. And so being around the two of them was this great yin and yang. And I loved watching them work and being a part of it. Was really grateful that I got to spend that time with her and with him.
I've heard Tom Hanks say about this film that innocence and shyness was something that was governing his role, but also the film. And he said that you all rehearsed on that movie perhaps than any other film that he's ever made, about 3 weeks before it started. Did you find that to be beneficial? He said that it helped because once you've done it so many different ways, your bad habits tend to go out the window.
It's true. And I think for Tom, it was an opportunity for him because he rehearsed with the young actor playing young Tom Hanks and got to watch his responses to things and his physicality to things and how he reacted to the outside world. And it allowed all of us to tap into what, you know, we had sort of long forgotten. I have never rehearsed as long as I rehearsed on that movie. It was all to sort of let go of adult responses, like innate responses as adults to situations and people, and being able to work with actors who were actually that age. So Penny would film them, the younger actors, and in the scenes, and then Tom would sort of jump in. And it was a great exercise in particularly the physicality of getting back to that lanky, sort of awkward, uncomfortable, you know, sixth grade physicality. I mean, back then, movies allowed you that time to breathe. I'm not sure that we would be afforded such a luxury today, but very grateful back then to have had that time.
Given your role in the film and the relationship that you have with the character, it's an interesting relationship and one that I don't even know how it would go over today.
No, and there's been a couple of little conspiracy things going on about, well, she sleeps with a boy.
Right.
And I think there is an innocence that never occurred to us that it would be interpreted that way. And I think there was a latitude back then that we may have not been given today, but I still think it holds up and is tastefully done. It's not like we created some big sex scene. I mean, he kisses me, and then the next day, the elevator door opens, and he's got a smile on his face.
Yeah, skipping a step.
I do think that can be interpreted in many different ways, but I do still think that the romance and the truth of their friendship holds up.
When you think of it as a whole, what is it about the film that you think struck such a chord with people? Because it was such an enormous hit and continues to be.
It was interesting because as we were making it, there were many other body-changing movies coming out at the time, which kind of alarmed us. And there were moments where Tom and I were like, are we going to go straight to video? Which was a phrase back then that meant like, we're not going to get a release. But I have to say that I think it was a combination of Tom, Penny, and our director of photography, Barry Sonnenfeld, who was our DP at the time, who then went on to be an acclaimed director himself. I think there was a warmth and a heart and a truth to it. Tom never plays comedy. He's not a joke guy. He embodies. And I think that set the film apart from a lot of other of aka body changing movies that were going on at the time. And I do credit Tom's performance as just being stunning. And in my own personal experience working with Penny, she said, none of this is truthful without your response. She knew that my reactions, me watching him, made what he was doing that much more truthful. And in terms of the actual body changing, like,
right,
to, he touches a machine and now he's all grown up. We just didn't even touch on it again. There was never a moment where we said, well, now how did this happen? So there was no, you know, the science behind it was just something we left on the back door. And that in itself is sort of a study in innocence and wonderment and getting back to the childlike responses to the universe. Tom was nominated for an Academy Award, which was his first of many. And I think he deserved it. I think his performance really makes the movie.
You talk about that wonderment, and perhaps it is not on a better display than in the scene at FAO Schwartz with the piano and Robert Loggia, a wonderful actor.
Yes.
Piano lessons.
3 years.
We do. Every day after school.
I assume you were not on set that day.
I actually was on set that day, just because I wanted to see the piano.
and
we had heard so much about the piano, and the piano had been rehearsed, and the piano. And I thought, there's no way I'm going to miss this. So I was actually there that day. Yeah.
And what was that like to witness?
They didn't do that many takes, which everybody had sort of said, this is going to take all day. It's going to take all day because they're never going to be able to hit this. It's a very, very complicated thing that they've been rehearsing for weeks. Robert was just very concerned because he was older that he was going to be able to keep up and do multiple takes. And what I remember is they pretty much nailed it on take one. But of course, knowing Penny, you know, if you've ever known her or worked with her, she's going to do 15 takes, even though she probably had it in the first three. But it was just magical to see. Of course, FAO Schwartz, you know, kept that piano in the store on Fifth Avenue for probably a decade after. And it was a wonder to behold. They were completely prepared. They nailed it. And it's an iconic scene. I think it's actually one of the most famous photos from the movie is them, yeah, standing on the piano.
Do you look at something like that? Is it possible to look at something like that? And I mean, most actors that I've asked a question similar to this have said it's impossible to tell. But you look at something like that and you say, oh, okay, this film has something that will resonate.
Well, like I said, we were concerned because there was a genre of movies coming out at the time,
right,
that were similar body-changing ideas. But I kind of knew about halfway through filming that we really had something special. And working with Barry Sonnenfeld, shooting on film, being in New York City, Tom's performance, our script, we had an amazing crew, and we had Penny. And so when you put all of those elements together, you know, we had Mercedes Rule, we had John Hurd. I mean, we just had a great group of people. When you put all of those elements together, you kind of know that you're in a good vibration. You don't know how an audience is going to respond ever. But I think intrinsically we knew that we were making something that had a lot of heart and that was very beautiful, and that we weren't going over the top with the comedy, that we were just sort of riding that wave of, well, this is heartwarming and people will be able to relate to this. And even now, it's just sort of an honor to be involved in something that was that special and meant so much to a lot of people, especially people who grew up with the movie and, you know, are now my age and are still able to look back at that and say that was a real heartwarming, special film. It's great to be involved in something like that.
Now, you mentioned you haven't seen it in decades, but will you watch it during the screening, or will you just come in after and talk about it?
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. I'll probably watch it, you know, if anything, just to see Tom. Just to see Tom eat some baby corn. My favorite Tom moment in the movie is when he arrives at the party and he's wearing that really tacky rented tux, and everybody's kind of laughing at him, and he doesn't understand, so he just subtly reaches down and checks to make sure his fly isn't open, because he thinks, well, maybe they're all laughing at me because did I forget to zip up my fly? And that's the kind of actor Tom is. He finds these small details, whether it be licking the cream cheese out of the celery and then putting the celery back on the buffet table. You know, he finds these little moments, and it's those little moments that I would watch the movie for again. You know, when we were riding on the roller coaster, the very first take was the take that she used. And at the end of the scene, he turns to me and goes, "Want to go again?" And that most of the stuff was unscripted. You know, he would just, that's how a kid would react immediately. Like, let's do it again. And so I will probably watch it for some of those great little moments that I miss.
Elizabeth Perkins starred in one of the most beloved comedies of all time, Big, which will be presented on August 24th at the Triplex in Great Barrington, Massachusetts at 3:30. And you can find out more information by going to thetriplex.org, thetriplex.org. Elizabeth Perkins, what an absolute delight to speak to you. I'm such a fan of your work and of this film, and just a delight to have you on the program. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for your kind words, and thank you for having me on, and everyone come on out to the Triplex.
We would love to
see you there.
Thank you very much. Again, Elizabeth Perkins in Big, to be presented at the Triplex on August 24th at 3:30 p.m. You can find out more, thetriplex.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
I'm a child, Susan. And I'm not ready for all of this.
Oh, that's fine. That's just great.
Well, you see what happened.
No, I understand. I'm not ready to
No, you don't understand. I mean, I'm 13 years old.
Oh, and who isn't? You think that there isn't a frightened kid inside of me, too?
No, I mean, I really am 13. I went to bed one night, and I was a kid, and when I woke up the next morning, I was a grown-up.
Oh, right. And just yesterday, I was a schoolgirl with pigtails. Why are you doing this, Josh?
There was this carnival in New Jersey.
Please.
I made a wish on a machine. It was called a Zoltar machine.
Oh, stop it.
It was called a Zoltar machine. It had this bobbing head that looked just like a devil, and if you got a quarter in the devil's mouth, you can make a wish, and I did, so I made a wish to be big. That's what I'm trying to tell you, is that I changed into a grown-up, but I'm really just a kid.
Fine, Josh, you're a kid.